This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. I want to get to the guests first. Okay, so here's what's coming up today. Todd Peterson going to join us again, talk about where the Huskers are, the Grand Island Central Catholic graduate, senior, already been a captain for the Big Red. They get ready for Missouri. We're going to talk with him.
Leader, award winner.
That's right. Going to talk high school football, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, bottom of the hour. Going to talk to the head coach of the number one volleyball team in C2, Ravenna's Karina Wick. That comes up at around 11:40, 11:45, they will have a rematch with C1, number one, Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night. Where else would you hear it but Power 99 FM? That's going to begin at approximately 7 o'clock. We won't have a big enough segment, and I know high school volleyball and all that, we don't want a 15,000-minute interview with Coach Wick, but you can take any spot here, and this has happened to numerous teams. Ranked number one, lots expected, all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. Joe Glass, you're down in the first round and never heard from again. And then you start to right the ship a little bit, and then you go in and you play some of the best teams in not only your area but the state, St. Paul, Grand Island Central Catholic. You've seen some other teams. You go to that whole tournament. I mean, you get on the van in the morning and you're heading over there going, oh, God, I hope we can win one. I mean, isn't that what you're thinking? I mean, it doesn't have to. And not only do you go, you come back with the trophy and you've beaten a team that's only been beaten once in the last 2 years, defending state champ, plus St. Paul, who's outstanding, and all of a sudden you're number one again, you're back on top, and you're going, what just happened? So we're going to talk with her. But did Colin Cowherd just say Auburn would lose to Kansas? Maybe big? Did he just say that? What? You couldn't have your radio on the way here?
No, I couldn't. But if he did, he's delusional. Absolutely delusional.
He's comparing the Big 12 to the SEC, and he's saying Oklahoma against Alabama. Number one against number one, Oklahoma. Florida against Texas, I believe is who he said, which I don't understand why that would be, because it would be Florida, Missouri. Missouri's higher ranked. And he said he would take Texas. Missouri
LSU.
And LSU, a draw. Georgia better than Texas Tech. He took Georgia. I don't know if Alabama can hang 40 some points on you. I think Tech could as well. But then Auburn, Kansas.
Well, one of his arguments, I believe, has been the quarterback deal, and he thinks the quarterbacks in the Big 12 are so superb to the SEC as a whole. Now, I don't know how you say that when the kid from Georgia is the number one quarterback on most people's draft radar.
Todd Reese.
We saw Todd Reese.
Is he better than good?
Remember seeing Todd Reese?
Well, that was a joke. Strap him up against Kearney High. You know, strap him up against Hastings High. Strap him up against Grand Island High.
Lovely kicker.
You know, so
good build.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, our World Series predictions. Derek, could you dig out our preseason? I don't really want to say what they were because I know they're not even close, but at least we'll have something to go by. So, Todd Peterson, Bob Jensen, Ravenna volleyball coach, Karina Wick, Major League Baseball, playoff predictions, all coming up in the next hour, and your emails, Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, our just we want to talk a little Huskers, and don't forget all of the Major League games today are here on ESPN Radio, beginning with the 1:35 pregame, because we need a half hour to tell you about each and every game. But Brewers, Phillies, Dodgers, Cubs, Angels, Red Sox. That's what's going on.
Oh, yikes. Do I just see Detroit?
Cleveland. Yeah. I had Cleveland beating the Mets in the World Series. Who'd you have?
I had
Tigers and the Dodgers.
Tigers and Dodgers.
You still got the Dodgers. All right.
No.
But I had the Tigers winning, so they're kind of dead after the.
Will Roy Helu be the starter at running back, and does it matter on Saturday night? I contest it really doesn't matter.
Well, I've heard so many people, and there's so many different views, and everybody's, of course, smarter, as you find out this time of year all across Nebraska than any of the coaches are. There's theories out there. Why don't you put Marlon Lucky at the slot receiver and run him in motion, and you can do the direct snaps and this and that, which many of the pro teams are finding. Miami used it against New England to be very effective. Why can't we use this tactical approach? I don't know the answer to that. Many people, and the point was made yesterday on another sports talk show, Roy Helu is averaging 5.2 yards a carry. And
6.1.
Marlon Lucky is not close to that.
About 1.3 yards less. But don't just look at that stat. Big runs, number of runs, overall yardage. You can't just look at that stat. Time of the game that you were running, that you were playing. I mean, were you in getting those runs in the fourth quarter against New Mexico State and Western Michigan, or were you in, obviously you weren't getting many against Virginia Tech, or even in the tight game against San Jose State?
A lot of people out there think that Marlon Lucky is a better blocking back. He is a better receiving threat. But as far as running back, it certainly seems, and I think even Bo Pelini, he wouldn't come out and say it, and I don't know why he wouldn't come out and say it, like he didn't know who was starting. Now, I'm pretty sure he pays close enough attention to know that Marlon Lucky started the last four ball games for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now, will he start on Saturday? You know, he's saying, well, you have to wait and see. Well, just say, yeah, we're going to start and see if Roy gives us an extra jump or a little jump start to get the game going. And I don't know about against Missouri. You know, you're going to have to come out awfully fast if you're the offensive team and get some points on the board.
Another thing I have to contest is Nebraska can't score quickly. What? I mentioned that after the press conference yesterday when we were in Lincoln on the Doug and Daddy show. If I can score in one play every time, that's what I want to do.
True. Even with Missouri, you're going to want to come out, and a lot of people, though, Doug, think you're going to have to manage that clock, and you're going to have to keep their offense off the field. Now, do you go against those people and say, ideally, that's not what you want to do? I mean, you don't want to gobble up minutes and keep Chase Daniel off
the field? I want to score. If I'm scoring, it doesn't matter what Chase Daniels is doing. He cannot beat you if you score in one play every time. I don't understand that logic at all. Obviously, you're not going to score in one play every time, but neither is Missouri. I don't understand that whole, why was that such a big deal? Well, hell yeah, you'd like to gobble up 10-minute drives and score, and then hold Missouri three and out, and gobble up 10 more minutes and score, and then it's up 17-0 at the half. And don't blow Bo Pelini's whole thing that he wants to shut out Missouri out of proportion. I get sick of some of our media brethren coming out on the AP right away yesterday when we're back, and the headline is, Nebraska coach Bo Pelini says his team's goal is to shut out fourth-ranked Missouri on Saturday. Let's take it in the context of what he said. He'd like to shut out Missouri.
He's not going to back down against
him. He'd like to shut out every team he plays. Now, don't be giving Missouri bulletin board material, because that's not what he meant. That's not exactly the way he said it. That's why you should listen to what he says on the radio so you know what he's saying. So 2 points that kind of have me a little tweaked out of yesterday. A, we're not going to shut out Missouri. Yes, that'd be great if we did. B, we're not going to have 10-minute drives. Yes, that'd be great if we did. Let's be realistic. It's a football game. You want to win. Does it matter how it happens? Should you be making such a big damn deal out of... I mean, the reporters want to plan the game plan for Bo Pelini. I mean, isn't that what it sounded like?
Oh, well, very much. Well, everything he's done to this point, especially offensively, has been wrong.
What's the question, Jesse? What happened against Virginia Tech? Why couldn't we run the ball? Why is Marlon Lucky the starter? Shouldn't we slow the game down against Missouri? What would you give up field goals for touchdowns? What? We want to win the game. Let the coaches coach. Writers write. Broadcasters broadcast.
You on the way home made a point that, you know, the Nebraska fan out there has got all these theories. Nebraska fan wants one thing, Doug.
They want to win.
They don't care how it happens. They really don't care how it happens.
We are almost our own monster with the talk shows, with the blogging. We're fans and just the general Joe. And let's face it, a lot of putzes are out there just... I mean, I look at some of these blogs and I go, do you have a job? And if you work in the third shift, shouldn't you be sleeping right now? I mean, easy. Just take it easy. And when Nebraska's 3-3, which again, I hope we're 5-1, but when Nebraska's 3-3, don't be blowing a gasket. Because you are the Husker fan that said Bo Pelini's the right man. This will take time. It can't be a one-year fix-it job. Many people at the beginning of this year were comfortable with 7-5 as long as Nebraska was competitive. I will beat this drum like you beat the Fire Bill Callahan drum. I have said 7-5 since the day he was hired, and I have seen nothing to change my opinion on that. Plus, Nebraska was not blown out by Virginia Tech. They have fought hard and played hard in every single game. Yet 4 games in, that's what we've got.
You know, I think there's a sentiment out there, and you can listen to what you want to on the way home from the game, after the game on the radio. Lord knows they got 4 hours of it for a Husker fan to come in and berate whoever they want to berate. And people on there harping on Carl Pelini. He's not the same as, you know, Bo turned the deal around in 03. We don't have the same players. We do not have DeMario Williams. We don't have Fabian Washington. Lord knows we don't have Lornell McPherson or Drell Pippins in the defensive backfield. Go on down. Barrett Rood's not there anymore. I mean, Lakeven Smith, he's not there anymore. Josh Bullocks isn't there anymore. How many of these people are going to play on Sundays? Because on the 03 defense, people, about 6 of them played on Sundays. On this defense, I'm guessing as an athlete, Cody Glenn may get a shot somewhere. Other than Cody Glenn, I'm guessing for 0 right now. 0 right now.
So all I'm saying is simmer down. Simmer down. We're going to hear from Todd Peterson next on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with that. Also, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, Ravenna Volleyball Coach Karina Wick, our Major League Baseball World Series predictions, and we'd love to hear from you at the Dent Pomper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with Todd Peterson after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Suffering from itchy, watery eyes, runny nose, and a scratchy throat? It's that time of year again. Don't let your allergies bring you down. See your friendly, knowledgeable Health Mart pharmacist at ABC Drug. They will introduce you to the latest sinus irrigation. One easy product to irrigate and moisturize your nasal passages. In a can, without mixing, messing, and it's sterile. You'll always find something unique in allergy relief at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
AGP Corn Processing has an immediate opening for a material handler. This 12-hour fixed shift schedule offers every other three-day weekend off. Starting wage is $14.41 per hour, increasing to $15.41 after probation. AGP is a growing, stable company with an excellent record of promoting from within. AGP offers an excellent benefit program, matching 401k program, and competitive pay. This position includes truck and rail car loading, material handling, and light maintenance assignments. Candidates must pass a physical, drug screening, background check, and must have a valid driver's license. Applications are available at the plant located at 2801 East 7th Street or at the Workforce Development in Hastings. Selected applicants for the material handler position will be contacted. No phone calls, please.
When a restaurant offers up prime rib to a Nebraska audience, it knows its reputation is on the line. And that's why it's no small event that Skeeter Barnes not only offers up a succulent 10-ounce prime rib, slow-cooked and juicy, served with tempting sides, but on top of that, put a midweek special price of $15.99. Wednesday prime rib, tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Join us as Wednesday is ready for prime time. Prime rib tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kearney. Food's so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
It can be a difficult time for a high-risk business during a period of volatile markets. It's our responsibility to assist those kinds of operations. I'm Ed Bose, President, First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis. A major function of First Bank and Trust business is agriculture, certainly a high-risk business. Our record in assisting producers dates back to a history of excellence over 125 years. How can First Bank and Trust help you? On the farm or on Main Street, we're here to help. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis.
The search continues for a missing Kearney woman. 75-year-old Virginia Wempen was last seen Friday night. A search party will begin today. If you wish to help, please be at Glenwood Corners north of Kearney at noon. This has been a special message from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway.
Oh yeah.
So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
I will buy your lunch if you can tell me who sings this.
Well, this is real easy. It's
No, don't be looking at Derek. A-hole.
No. I don't know.
This is going to be our theme. Every time. Could you get Darla Morris on the phone, please? Yes. Could you please do that? Yeah. How was your morning?
Well, I got off to a long start. I got to meet a new person I'd never met before, Mr. J.L. Glanzer.
See, I don't say their names.
Oh, I do. I don't say their names. 9525. I'll single out his number, too.
What happened?
Apparently.
Did you hug it out?
Allegedly, he said I was speeding. I haven't went to court yet to contest that, but...
Did you hug it out?
No, he wasn't in the hugging mood, apparently. He just wrote a citation out.
Just want you to know, stop class is 8 hours long, not 7 hours and 59 minutes.
That's
it's
another...
8 hours long. I just want you to know that. But you can break it up into two sessions if you want. You can go two night sessions, which kind of, you know, could do you double good, you know. You'd be taking care of that and really kind of staying out of trouble.
And boom goes the dynamite.
You know,
sorry,
what,
buddy.
Here's my logic with this stop deal.
Oh, no. No. You sure?
Well, first of all, you got to pay for the stop deal to get your ticket erased, correct?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't it be simpler? And I'm not talking if you get willful, reckless driving and you go jump three curbs and run over something and, you know, whatever. I'm talking about speeding ticket 62 and a 60 like I was doing this morning. That maybe is a bit faster than that, allegedly. Why don't, instead of paying for the stop class, here's the deal. We got five charities. You got the Humane Society. You got Little League Baseball. You got park cleanup. Here's a $100 bill. The ticket goes away and everybody's happy.
What did you learn?
How did I feel?
What did you learn? Tony, it's about education. It's so you won't do it again. It's so they can continue to pay the salaries.
It's some fascist government deal they've come up with to pay some poor guy to stand up there three times a month.
Speaking of that, Al Davis. That poor little fellow doesn't look good.
You know what?
What's going on up in there?
For 79 years old, though, the guy actually, for not reading a lot of notes yesterday... Pretty much off the cuff. Hey, if I'm near as half coherent and I guess can get the words out like he got them out, he sort of made a believer out of, you know, I think a lot of people thought we're going to hear this delusional old man talk and drool on himself. That's not what happened. Now, he comes out, and now maybe there's some things that he said that weren't true. I don't know. That'll be disputed at a later time. But
let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. They've been specializing in paintless dent repairs for years. Get it done before the weather turns to ice. See him on the bricks downtown Kearney.
So, let me get this straight. The Blackshirts are angry that Booger Daniel called them a high school defense after a shellaxing in Columbia. They should be thrilled that they weren't called a junior high defense. Shut your pie holes, defense. Don't worry about last year, as Jason Peters said last night on Big Red Wrap-Up, and hit Daniel every time you get an opportunity and make him pay for his transactions. Thanks, Trent. Appreciate that.
Had a chance to catch up with Todd Peterson yesterday at the Big 12 Media Days, the receiver from Grand Island Central Catholic.
Doug and Daddy show continues as Nebraska-Missouri week gets underway, and we're pleased once again to be joined by Nebraska wide receiver out of Grand Island Central Catholic, Todd Peterson. We're going to talk a little football. We're going to talk about how darn smart he is, how good-looking he is when he's on the big screen. There's so much going on, Tony. Another kid from Central Nebraska, and we've kind of talked about him too much almost for his dad's liking because, you know, he doesn't email our show enough. But, you know, just a great way outside of the loss Saturday, this young man seems to have it all in place.
Well, he seems to be having fun. I think for the first time in maybe a couple of years, Todd Peterson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Todd, is that the case? Was last year, it seemed to be kind of long and seemed to be kind of the heads were down. Seems to be a lot more upbeat and a lot more smiles around here.
Well, yeah, anytime you go through a season like we did last year, it's going to be tough. But we're just coming out here trying to play hard and have fun every Saturday.
Let's start with some of the off-the-field stuff. A nice George Sullivan Endowment Scholarship awarded to you, the first one through that venue on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that and what it took to get that.
Well, I didn't get much of a heads up on it, really. You know, I was in line for lunch on Tuesday, I think, and Jamrock came up and asked me if I knew about the award, and I hadn't heard anything yet, and he told me about it, and it was just a great honor. You know, George Sullivan poured a lot of hard work into this program as an athletic trainer for so long, and he had a really nice honor. They named our new athletic training room and facility after him on Friday, and you know, I got that award on Saturday, which is great, and it was just great to meet someone like that that's been around for so long and cares so much about Husker football.
Is it sometimes some of these kids, and you're one of them, that get some off-field accolades, but boy, at that time Saturday, you had to be really focused on the football game. I imagine this is something that in a couple of weeks or at the end of the season, you'll be thinking back about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whenever they present something like that before the game, they always have to make sure there's someone there to grab me and make sure I stay out there, because I usually just run off in the locker room without really thinking about it. But I know that's happened in the past with one of the Brooke Behringer Memorial, the team, citizenship team that they do in the spring. I ran off into the – it was a spring game, you know. I was focused on a spring game, not thinking about that award. But, you know, it's hard to take time and do things like that right before a game, but it's always great to see all those people. And, you know, my family got to come out on the field, and it was good to see them.
Todd, you've got to balance, of course, your grades along with football, and that's something, obviously, you take it as being a model in this program and showing these younger kids that, hey, you know, I don't get the feeling being around you that you think you're some nuclear scientist. It's going to, you know, you're just kind of level-headed, and you go about your business, and you take care of business, and, hey, follow my lead, and you're going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard work. You know, obviously there's a lot of work to be done with football and school and things like that. But if you just keep your head on your shoulders, and one thing I try to do is stay organized as well as possible with school and everything. But it's just,
I need that blueprint. Hey, quit pointing at me. I need that blueprint.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's tough because if most students, you know, they have that 2 to 6 in the afternoon where we're at practice where we can't do any schoolwork. That's a good chunk of your day right there. But if you just stay on top of things, it's not too bad. And I can't take too much credit because right now I'm taking probably the easiest 12 hours you could find on campus. So don't make me out to be any sort of saint yet. I'm just about ready to graduate.
Well, what is the easiest 12 hours on campus?
Okay, well, I've got self-defense and bowling for 1 hour classes. About ready to start my bowling class. I'm really excited about that. I'm taking a Keller Plan Poli-Sci 100 class, which is you don't go to any lectures, you just take all the quizzes, and like the first day of class, you just go and they go over the syllabus, and like, okay, you have to take all these quizzes. I was probably the oldest person in that room by at least 2 years, all freshmen, you know, green-eyed on the first day of school. I'm doing an internship for class credits right now at a chiropractic office in town because that's kind of what I want to pursue. So I'm getting 3 hours for working there, so I don't have to go to class there. So really, I don't have any actual lectures right now, which is extremely nice, you know, kind of coasting into that degree. Hope to graduate in December, but it's not too much of a heavy workload right now.
That's okay. You've heard it. Todd Peterson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And last question before we get right back into football. We talk so much about who kind of mentored you on the field, who showed you the ropes, who shows you the ropes off the field. I mean, was there somebody that was, when you came in as a freshman and sophomore, that said, hey, this is the way we do things off the football field?
I'd have to say, if I pointed out one person, it'd be Dane Todd. You know, he's obviously a very smart cat, you know, two-time academic All-American. I don't think he ever pulled me aside and said, you know, this is how you need to do it. But it's just someone that I watched, and he worked hard every day on the football field. And, you know, he took care of his business off the field as well. One of the smartest people I know. I think he's down in medical school right now. And I still talk to him every once in a while when he comes back. Great guy. And Brandon Ragone, obviously one of the hardest workers I know. You know, obviously he worked hard to get on the football field, and, you know, I think he had a 4.0 throughout his whole college career, too, so we worked really hard at that. So those are just a couple of guys that just, you know, show you how it's supposed to be done. They don't complain. They just do their work, and they get it done.
Well, it's nice that you got that easy workload because that fits into you being able to write the articles for sports. What are you, Sporting News Today?
Sporting News, yeah. Excuse me. I've been battling a little bit of a cold. But basically what I do with that is I just kind of chat with one of their writers. His name's Derek Sampson, and we chat about every other week about, you know, whatever's going on with football or in school or my
ladies,
lack of school.
Ladies.
One lady right now, so there's not a whole lot to talk about there.
Oh. So it's been a good month.
Yeah.
It's been a good month since we harassed him on that before.
But, yeah, we just talk about whatever's going on. He kind of helps me write it, and I edit it and make it sure it sound, you know, kind of put my touch on it and make sure, you know, it doesn't look too professional because obviously with him helping me write it, you know, he writes it the way I probably wouldn't originally, but if he let me just write it, people might not be able to read it, so who knows. But it's a lot of fun to do that and just kind of get your story out there and let people kind of know what's going on in your world.
Todd Peterson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for Missouri on Saturday. How, in the media and I guess what's supposed to be perceived most of the time, even from the coaching staff, season one is over, now season two begins, but there's only a week in between. How do you guys, is there a switch to flip here?
I don't think in any sense you can really flip a switch and change things that quick, but, you know, you got to get ready because, you know, all our goals as far as where we want to be at the end of the season have to do with, you know, getting that success in the Big 12 and the Big 12 North and trying to, you know, do something in our conference. So we got to get ready for that right away. And it is a new season, you know, we're 0-0 in conference, and we got, you know, a great team coming here this Saturday to try and kick it off with the conference. So we're going to have to be, you know, ready and have our head on our shoulders and play our best.
Todd, I think the feeling around Husker Nation is, when are we going to get that win where it shows Nebraska has arrived and it's back on the map and maybe a team people take note of again? Is there a feeling or do you feel that we're close to that?
I think so. I mean, obviously we had a good football team come in last week. You know, Virginia Tech stumbled that first week of the season against East Carolina, but they've played some good teams since then and come out with some wins. And barring some early mistakes, we were knocking right on that door to beat those guys. And we're all obviously disappointed we didn't come away with that win, but we're going to keep plugging away and keep working hard to get that big win, you know, and we know it's going to come if we keep working hard.
Can you describe the energy that you guys felt on the last two drives? So much had happened. You got the last touchdown pass there and then trying to go the length of the field in 25 seconds, but the crowd seemed to feed off it, and that seemed to be what college football is all about. Can you even explain what that was like?
It's hard to explain, but I definitely think that the shot of adrenaline that we needed was when Nate returned that punt. You know, that was such a big play. I mean, it looked like he was stopped for nothing as soon as he was going to catch it. I thought he was going to fair catch the ball. He sidesteps the gunner, you know, jukes out two guys, and he's up the sideline for six. And I think that just got everyone's blood flowing, you know, on the sidelines and in the crowd. And it's hard to say what happened from there. I mean, to explain it, I guess. But at that point, we're like, you know, we've got nothing to lose. We got to go out and believe we can win this game and do whatever we can to put those points up.
Todd, obviously, people have been a little bit concerned after last week about getting the ball down the field. I think you thought you were open at times, especially in the first half, and maybe whether it was Joe was flushed out of the pocket or Joe was under pressure or, you know, whatever the case was. When you look at Missouri, do you feel there's points in their defense which you can exploit down the field?
I mean, there's there's points you can exploit in any defense, obviously, because, you know, just the way certain schemes are, they can't cover everything. But it's definitely something we need to bring into our game, you know, have that deep field threat and be able to go down the field on people so it opens things other things up in our game. As far as specific points in Missouri's defense that will allow that, you know, it's kind of hard to see right now. But we're definitely going to keep taking our shots down the field.
Another minute with Todd Peterson before we have to let him get out of here. Is this the red letter game of the year? Is this the one that's been highlighted?
I mean, I don't like to point out any game bigger than any of the others, but obviously we're all very disappointed with how things went at their place last year. So, you know, we want to just put our best effort this year because we felt like they just got the best of us last year. And so we're all ready for this game. You know, we've been thinking about it, and we just want to play well. We want to come out here and we just want to play our hardest, and we believe we can beat this team. They're a great football team. We'll give them credit for that, but we believe we have a chance to win if we work our hardest.
Fair enough. Todd Peterson, Grand Island Central Catholic, of course, now starting receiver for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Todd, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Todd Peterson, we caught up with him yesterday during our weekly press conference in Lincoln, and smart kid, good kid, things are pointed in the right direction. He just wants to go out on a winning note. And, I mean, this group of seniors, they can start it back in the right direction. They know it.
They know they've got things in the right direction. Had some stitches under the chin, though. That does not feel good.
Well, got popped, maybe even on that last play. So, Todd Peterson, again, anything you miss on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can hear in its entirety on the Doug and Daddy Podcast. Go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. And, folks, we're going to be giving you a chance to go to a Denver Bronco game free, win a television free. We're teaming up with Cunningham's to give you a chance to be a big winner. We'll tell you more about that as the week progresses. And you just have to know a little trivia. No big deal. We love having trivia. You're going to get a chance to qualify for that. We'll talk about it as well. Don't forget, while you're on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our poll question, the Doug and Daddy poll question. Who do you think should be the number one team in college football? Currently, Oklahoma with the lead. That's up this week on the website. We'll be back with Bob Jensen at Huskerland Prep next.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Personalities from UPS.
UPS asks, do sports analogies for shipping ever get old?
No!
Here we go. UPS Express shipping options are so precise, they're like a quarterback who can thread the needle from 40 yards out. That's because with UPS, shipments get to your customers right when they need them, at a cost that's right for you. It's whatever speed you need. I tried to thread a needle once. Ended up with 16 stitches.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS, what can Brown do for you?
Okay, so you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has Boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekends start on Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
This is Roger Niffler for O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations in Kearney. My father, Arthur, died this past year. He lived life to its fullest, experiencing the Great Depression, proudly serving his country during World War II. A life that spent great times with family. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, my father's funeral was a life story remembered. Innovative and convenient always, O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, serving Kearney and the surrounding areas.
How much fun should humans be allowed to have? Find out with Hammerhead Go-Karts now at Motorsports Sales and Service. Family fun, on or off-road. Powered by a 150cc engine, the Hammerhead features automatic transmission with reverse, two adjustable seats with headrests, five-point safety harnesses, rack and pinion steering, dual-arm swing-arm suspension, hydraulic disc brakes, electric start, dual headlights, fenders, canopy top and carrier rack. Nail down a Hammerhead Go-Kart from Motorsports Sales and Service, just west of 281 off Highway 30, Grand Island.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the staff at ABC Drug and Gift is a proud supporter. They are offering 10% off everything in the store that is pink, including the pink ribbon pin worn in honor of the cause. Remember, early detection is the best prevention. ABC Drug reminds you to get checked often. You'll always find something unique and 10% off pink at ABC Drug and Gift, your Health Mart Pharmacy, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as
as ABC Drugstore.
At the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, we think football is just about the best game ever created. And that's why on game day, you can't do better than Bullseye. Watch every Husker game on the Bullseye big screens. On Sunday, it's NFL ticket time with your choice of seven different games at once. You and your friends will enjoy ice cold beer and drink specials. And munchies, oh my, do we have you covered. With appetizers, sandwiches, half-pound burgers, and more. Bullseye's at 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Open at 11 a.m. noon on Sunday.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the crowd. It's the band. It's the game-changing plays.
It's lateral on the flea flicker.
You know the traditions. And the rivalries.
Personal foul.
Now you can hear all the excitement of college football with ESPN Radio's College Football Game of the Week.
Saturday's tripleheader begins at 11 a.m. with Oklahoma at Baylor, followed by Arizona State at California, and Saturday night Ohio State at Wisconsin on ESPN Radio.
The search continues for a missing Kearney woman. 75-year-old Virginia Wempen was last seen Friday night. A search party will begin today. If you wish to help, please be at Glenwood Corners north of Kearney at noon. This has been a special message from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK volleyball team, they crushed Fort Hays State last night. They've won 16 in a row. It's a season-opening loss. Number 2 Nebraska is at Texas Tech tonight. First of three matches this week. You can hear it on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, or you can watch it on MyTV, which is Channel 17 in the Charter Communications Tri-City area.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning there, gentlemen. And, you know, I wouldn't say that unless I meant it.
A lot going on as we are halfway through the football season, high school-wise regular season. And, Bob, we've got some good matchups this week. Not many. I'm going to be truthful here. Not many, but we do have a couple. But last week we had a lot, especially with the opening of district play, a lot of unbeaten teams going against each other. And if they weren't unbeaten, they were the two district favorites playing in week one. And that's just the way the draw went. Some thoughts on how week four went.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. Last week was a bonanza. We had huge games in all the classes. And, you know, some of them were just especially fun. I mean, I think we touched on this last week, but having teams like Silver Lake and Franklin, you know, sticking their nose in there, winning big games, getting to be 4-0, and like you said, district play started, and you know, you can win your district in the first week of the season. I mean, you can. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And there were some games that kind of set up like that. And, you know, we continue to have some surprises. But, you know, these district races are shaping up where we've got several districts where there's three and four and maybe even five teams that have a realistic chance to wind up as champions.
Bob, four or five games into the season here, is there anybody that's kind of came from off the radar statistic-wise that's really impressed you and maybe you didn't see that coming?
Now, in terms of
like a running back, a receiver, somebody that stands out to you?
Well, there are a couple. In fact, there's one that I saw in person last week, and there's one that I actually did an interview with this week. Neither one of them is necessarily in our immediate listening area, but when you said that, Oakland Craig, C2 is so loaded. It's just so crowded. A team like Oakland Craig, who I saw play last week, took Stanton to the wire, lost by 6 points. That's supposedly our best team in C2. They're not rated. And they have a kid by the name of Travis Lindstrom, who is actually a nephew of Dan Lindstrom, the old Husker, which any Husker that I used to watch, I guess, is getting to be now that I think about it. But anyway, Travis Lindstrom's leading C2 in rushing, and that kid is just a furious runner. He's got the nice chance to run behind a very big offensive line. And a thing that's happening way out west in the panhandle, barely on the radar, out in what they like to call Wild Brassica, Hemmingford, and the reason it's Hemmingford is, son, you don't drive a Ferd. Hemmingford is 4-0. Hemmingford has won like one game in each of the last 2 years. They are 4-0, and they've got a chance to be, you know, undefeated with no place to go because they're not eligible for the playoffs. But they've got a kid that's at running back by the name of Anthony Adamson. And by all accounts from the people I talk to out west, he's one of those kids that's playing in D1 that you could stick in a C1 backfield, and he'd be very good. Both those kids are running for nearly 200 yards a ball game.
You take a look at some of the rankings, and Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us. And you can look at Bob Jensen's rankings. You can look at Stu Pospisil's. You can look at Riley Jane's. They're all a little bit different. But you've got some teams, as we mentioned, unbeaten right now that I would not have thought were unbeaten right now. I will throw Kearney Catholic right on top of that. Elm Creek, Franklin, Silver Lake, Eustis Farnham, obviously some smaller schools. Maybe even Grand Island Central Catholic is a little bit of a surprise, setting at 4-0 right now. And they're not unbeaten, but Grand Island has bounced back beautifully from that double overtime loss to Kearney in the opening week, while Kearney now takes a tough one, maybe one of the roughest games for Coach Brandon Cool last week. But you've got a lot of teams that have gotten off to those starts, and Kearney Catholic maybe with the biggest surprise of the week last week in our area, knocking off Cambridge, who everybody had anointed the best in the West after their win against Blue Hill.
Well, I think the term I'm looking for is mea culpa, and you can look that up.
Old girlfriend?
I shouldn't have said that is what I shouldn't have said. I'll tell you what, that really impressed me. Kearney showed some toughness. They got, they turned Cambridge over 6 times, which is very uncharacteristic of Cambridge, but, people get help with turnovers. You know, they're not all drop balls and things like that. I mean, people force turnovers, and apparently Kearney did an outstanding job, and that is a very big win, obviously, for Kearney Catholic, because I guess I would still maintain that Cambridge has got a very good football team, certainly worthy of being in the top 10, but now so is Kearney Catholic. And I know people people tend to get a little excited about Clinton Smith, the quarterback, and, the ability that those guys have shown to, throw the ball, but the ability to run the ball and the ability to play defense. It's like I told DJ on the post game the other night. I guess the thing that most stood out to me about that win by Kearney Catholic was the fact they held Cambridge to 12 points. And you just don't do that without, I don't care how many turnovers there are, without being pretty solid on defense, because Kearney Catholic is good. You know what you're going to get when you're playing against Cambridge. And Kearney Catholic was obviously prepared for it and did very well. And, hats off to them.
Well, I won't say I told you so, but, well.
You know, Tony, every once in a while, there is somebody who's less right than I. But it is nice that you jump on the one that you did get right. That's tremendous.
Hey, Bob, Lawrence and Nelson and Shickley. Lawrence Nelson, just a program. Shickley, probably just kind of an up-and-comer, I guess, as of late compared to Lawrence Nelson.
Another
4-0
squad.
See, that's just it. Here's the deal, Tony. Lawrence, you're right. Lawrence Nelson's got a long history between those two schools, and since their effort together, they've been great. They have played a lot of outstanding championship-level football. The common denominator amongst all that's Gary DeBoer. And Gary DeBoer, who I believe may have coached Abe Lincoln and dated Mary Todd. I'm not sure about that, but I think I'm in the ballpark. He just knows how to get his kids ready to play. And anybody who's been around either one of those towns know they are very willing to get ready to play football. Those people love football down there. They're fully committed. Community's right behind them. And as a result, they've been championship level a lot of times, but there's been times when they've been better than you'd think simply because they want to be better. And I think that might be the case this year. I don't know that this is an exceptionally gifted Lawrence Nelson team, but they did play Hampton right down to the wire and, in fact, had the ball the last possession with a chance to maybe force overtime on the road. Shickley's got two kids that everybody should know a little bit more about. Brett Carlson is an outstanding – he's been playing since he was a sophomore. He's a great two-way player for him. And they've got a nose guard by the name of David Hochstetler. And David, according to their coach, a guy who's seen a little football, Bob Novacek, said that he hadn't seen an eight-man kid play nose guard as well as David Hochstetler. So take that for what it's worth. Having said that, Shickley just barely escaped Exeter Milligan a couple weeks ago. So, the door is open. And I guess if you're looking for a mild upset, that wouldn't surprise me if Lawrence Nelson finds a way to win that game.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, joins us every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, let's let you get out of here with, as we said, not a lot of five-star games in central Nebraska, and there always are a couple out there, but where are your travels taking you, and what do you see as the game of the week in the state?
Well, boy, the game of the week. I'm not really right sure about that because I don't know if there's a whole lot that's really of that caliber, I guess you'd say. A game, though, that's right there in our backyard for both of us is this St. Paul Central Catholic game. And two things. One of them is the former mayor of St. Paul, Mitch McCann. Apparently, he listens every week, and the boy was all over me last night. Please say my name on the radio. Please say my name on the radio. So there I said it. All right. But anyway, we were talking briefly about this St. Paul's Central Catholic game. And I think our friends at Central Catholic would agree maybe they haven't necessarily been challenged yet. And St. Paul put together a great game last week against my beloved Bison here in Central City. Really showed a lot of bounce. That Lewis Poss has turned out to be one of the best players in this part of the state. And there's another game where you got a 3-1 and a 4-0. And hey, if the 3-1 wins, it's not going to be a shocker. And that would be St. Paul. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Bob, enjoy your travels this Friday. And we'll look forward to speaking with you again, of course, on the Scoreboard Show on Friday night. And then again next week on Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
No, you're the best.
No, really, you are. You're the best. You can look it up.
Thanks, Bobby.
Okay.
Robert Edward Jensen. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think it's Edward.
On the Doug and Daddy Show. Outstanding stuff, as always. We appreciate his time, and we appreciate your time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more, including our World Series picks, and we're going to talk a little bit of volleyball with the number one team in C2, Ravenna coach Karina Wick, next.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Colin Coward. You know, go to my PC. My opinion, best remote access service out there. If you haven't tried it, let me explain how it works. Go to my PC lets you access your office PC from any computer. All you need, an internet connection. You first sign up for a free trial with the promo code Colin. Download the software in just 2 minutes. Log on to gotomypc.com with your username and secure password. Click the Connect button and your Office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. Work on your Office PC just as if you were sitting right there. I've used GoToMyPC before. It's easy, and once you use it, it's hard to imagine life without it. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I've got an exclusive 45-day free trial offer just for my listeners. This offer is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
AGP Corn Processing has an immediate opening for a material handler. This 12-hour fixed shift schedule offers every other three-day weekend off. Starting wage is $14.41 per hour, increasing to $15.41 after probation. AGP is a growing, stable company with an excellent record of promoting from within. AGP offers an excellent benefit program, matching 401k program, and competitive pay. This position includes truck and rail car loading, material handling, and light maintenance assignments. Candidates must pass a physical, drug screening, background check, and must have a valid driver's license. Applications are available at the plant located at 2801 East 7th Street or at the Workforce Development in Hastings. Selected applicants for the material handler position will be contacted. No phone calls, please.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys in Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Expected to be mostly sunny as we head through the afternoon with a high in the low 70s and winds coming from the north at 5 to 15. Tonight with mostly clear skies and light winds, we'll hit a low of 38. Thursday, mostly sunny. We're looking at a high near 75. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 63 degrees.
The search continues for a missing Kearney woman. 75-year-old Virginia Wempen was last seen Friday night. A search party will begin today. If you wish to help, please be at Glenwood Corners north of Kearney at noon. This has been a special message from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time for our World Series pick. Then we're going to talk a little high school volleyball. Daddy, we do these independently. We don't converse because, well, I don't like talking with you, even during the show. But we have our World Series selections, and they are very, 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 very similar. In fact, as I look at them, we picked one team different in the whole series. Is that true?
Yeah, it's probably bad news for both of us.
We have the same champion. We have the same World Series matchup. We have the same winners in the American League first series. So here it is. We only have one difference. I picked Milwaukee to beat Philadelphia in the first round, and you've picked the Phillies to beat the Brewers.
Yes, I have picked the Phillies to beat the Brewers. I think the Brewers limped in, even with the change of coach.
We have picked the Cubs to beat the Dodgers. So Cubs, Milwaukee, the National League. Tampa Bay, I'm predicting sweep of the White Sox. Tampa Bay to beat the White Sox. And Boston and the Angels, what do you think?
You know what? I think the Angels pitching staff has got some influx right now. They're moving people back in the rotation. I've taken the Angels. I think they're a pretty good team. And then when I read that from AccuScore.com, a sports simulation forecaster, the Angels have a 64% chance. So I took the Angels.
Wow. Okay, so we've got the Angels in Tampa Bay in the American League, the Cubs in Milwaukee in the National League. Who do we have playing in the World Series since we both selected the same teams?
I've got the Cubs and the Angels along with you.
And who do we have winning the World Series?
We do not have the Chicago Cubs. We have the Anaheim Angels, the Los Angeles slash San Jose slash whatever they are Angels.
So we're not jinxing the Cubs?
We're not jinxing the Cubs.
Are we picking the winner?
Yes.
This would be the ultimate lengthening of the Cubs. What's the word you even want to use anymore? To take the Cubs all the way to the World Series and lose? We are sadic. Well, that's not very nice of us. I want the Cubs to win. That's all I'm saying.
I also want the Cubs to win.
They sport blue and white. And so do the two teams we'll be covering tomorrow night in Grand Island, Central Catholic Crusaders and the Ravenna Blue Jays. And we're pleased to be joined on the Doug and Danny Show by the head volleyball coach at Ravenna, Karina Wick. Coach!
Yes.
What? Seriously, we talked about at the top of the show. You got up Saturday to get in the vans and go play this tournament with Minden, St. Paul, Grand Island Central Catholic, all the great teams that were there. What were you thinking considering some of the struggles you had early on this year? What was a realistic goal going into Saturday?
Oh, you know, I knew my team could play well, and I knew we could do well at this tournament. And we needed some confidence, and we needed some big wins to get that confidence, get that confidence going, and that's exactly what they did. You know, they were just, I don't know, they woke up, they were ready to play, and I don't know, we just, things went our way that day, I guess.
You know, I'm thinking opting out of that tournament would have been a way to get some confidence, but you look at the teams you played, yeah, some great competitions, congratulations. When did you, obviously, I think this all goes back to some club ball and summer ball in which kids are playing, when you really probably saw the talent level out there.
Oh, most definitely. I think, you know, last year, we knew the talent was there, you know, and returning a lot of starters and having nine seniors on the roster, that just, I mean, it really added to our level of play, I guess you would say. This summer they worked, they just worked so hard, and we played a lot of those same teams that you just mentioned this summer. You know, we saw St. Paul a lot this summer. We saw Minden this summer. We saw Kearney Catholic this summer. So playing those teams this summer and watching the girls mature and, be, I don't know, just come into the players that they have molded themselves into.
obviously you're putting a schedule together a year or two ahead of time, and this senior class led by Mallory Irvine and Pertichek and Irvine and this whole class that you've got of seniors, you wanted to play tough competition, but boy, this 2-3 week stretch leading up to conference is something else. And then, you know, Sutton was there for you. That was the first roadblock. They're a good volleyball team. You don't have very many breathers.
You're right. We sure don't. But I'd rather play a tough schedule, just because it gets you ready for the postseason play. I don't know. My girls, we seem to play at the level of our competition, and I'm sure a lot of teams play that way. But it's nice to see some tough competition and see how good we really are. Then,
did the team feel any pressure coming into the season, ranked number one? Obviously, maybe some of the perennial powers like Grand Island Central Catholic, let's face it, they're not in your district this time around. Seniors last go around, could you sense that there was maybe a little pressure on the girls entering the season, and did that tighten them up early on?
I don't know for sure. I never really like to try to get wrapped up into the whole preseason ratings and all the ratings and stuff. And, you know, we don't even really talk about that in practice, and we've never really made that, I don't know, made such a big deal about those kind of things. We know the goals that we have set for our team, and to reach those goals, we just have to make sure we're going hard every day in practice and playing every game like it's the last game.
Coach, talk about the match tomorrow night. Obviously, they're not very happy.
That's okay.
What's different this time around as you get ready for Central Catholic?
It's a huge confidence builder for us in winning that whole Holdridge tournament. And, I mean, not only beating Grand Island Central Catholic, but St. Paul also has a very solid team. And losing to them prior in the season and winning against them. But tomorrow night, really, like I said, confidence builder. These girls know that they can beat good teams now. I think they just have that momentum, the confidence, the intensity. They know what they have to work on. They know how they're going to win. And we're just pumped for that game. And I think, you know, we've done it once. I know we can do it again.
Coach, last question before we let you get back to the kids. What did you do extremely well Saturday against Central Catholic that you must do again tomorrow night to repeat the win?
I think probably one of our greatest assets on Saturday was our front row, our net play. And not just offensively, but defensively, we really stepped it up on our blocking aspect. We had five ace blocks, but we also had a lot of great touches on balls so our defense could get to the ball, which in return allowed our offense to take over. They really struggled with some of our big hitters and not getting the block up in time or not getting it sealed, and we took advantage of that and kind of ran away with it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great weekend, and we'll see if the gals can keep it going tomorrow night. We'll see you over in Grand Island.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Take care. Head volleyball coach of the top-ranked team in C2, the Ravenna Blue Jays, Karina Wick, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Varsity action tomorrow is at 7 o'clock, approximate start time following the JVs.
Doug, we go to the Dent Popper inbox before we get out of here. Ken chimes in and says, hey, Daddy, speaking of fines, Jerry Jones was fined $25,000 by the NFL for getting after the officials, so he wouldn't do it again. That's right, Ed Hockley, he made some comments about that. And you will have to do a much better job of recruiting than they are currently doing if they want to move the ladder up the ladder. I agree, the talent is just not on the field. Thanks for the email, Ken. Keep them coming.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to catch up with Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com to talk about the Missouri Tigers. We'll also have our NFL power rankings among the things going on. Matt Davison is going to join us on Friday's show, plus Daddy's selections. And we want to thank the folks that joined us today. We've had a volleyball coach, Karina Wick. Also, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep and Nebraska wide receiver, Todd Peterson.
How about you see us again tomorrow, 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.